soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Oh, since I met my blessed Savior, I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Yes, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
My name is John Bayliss and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour program. I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you and he has a destiny for you to fulfill that only you can fulfill. Lord, I'd like to open a prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant this day great boldness to bring your word. That, Lord, that you would stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we look again at what is God's nature like. Most important, what does God think of you? We go to Psalm 100 verse 5. For the Lord is good, his loving kindness endures forever, and his truth endures to all generations. Friends, his loving kindness is also, his mercy is everlasting. It's the same. The word mercy is inevitably associated with redemption in Christ. Sinners are saved by his mercy. There came one in the fullness of time, his name was Jesus. And at last we find that how God can be just and the justifier of the sinning soul. Having no sins of his own, Jesus Christ, God's only Holy Son, volunteered to take our sins, mine, me and yours, if they were his. He died on the cross so that he could remove those sins from me and you and take them into death. That left you and me legally free of sin and washed you pure with the blood of Jesus so that you could enter the presence of God's perfect holiness. Friends, through Jesus, the claim of justice which are against you and me, our souls, are all met. Through him, the glory of holiness is maintained. Understanding the lengths God went to in order to reconcile us to himself makes it easy to see why so many Christians see John 3:16 as the most enduring verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Loved one, at the cross, justice and mercy, grace and truth, righteousness and peace flowed simultaneously from the love of God. That's how God loves, love is. No matter what you've done, no matter how far you've fallen, no matter what you've heard the enemy whisper in your ear, God's love never quits. He loves you, he always has, and he always will. Friend, it's not enough to say, oh, it's great to hear, John, great message, and walk away. To know God's love and mercy and not accept it changes nothing in your life. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you, but you must receive it. Says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Friend, we don't have the promise of another day, another hour, or another minute. Eternity hangs in the balance, and right now is the best moment you'll ever have to repent of your sin and commit your life to Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. It's a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered here right now. Will you pray with me? Just pray along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Well, friend, if you prayed that simple prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. You're filled with the resurrection power. Get into a good Bible-based church. It says in Romans 8:11, the Holy Spirit lives in you. You are filled with power from above. And he has a destiny for you to fulfill. Find God's mission for your life. You are unique. That means that there are things God wants you to do for him that he isn't calling anyone else on earth to do. Right, the word for today comes from Galatians 1:10. It says, Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. The message is, be who God called you to be. I read a report from a nurse who takes care of people who are close to death. She asked hundreds of patients in the last 12 weeks of their life what their biggest regret was. The number one regret reported was, I wish I had been true to who I was and not just lived to meet the expectations of others. How many people today are not being true to who God created them to be simply because they are afraid they're going to disappoint somebody? They're afraid they're going to fall out with someone else's good grace. The worry about being accepted into a certain group. I say this respectfully, very respectfully, but you cannot live trying to be who your parents want you to be, or who your boss wants you to be, or who your friends want you to be. You've got to stay true to who God has called you to be. Today, make the decision to live life with no regrets. Surrender yourself wholeheartedly to God who created you to be. Let him mold and shape your character. Let him order your steps. As you submit your ways to him, he will shine down on you and you will live the fulfilled, abundant life he has prepared for you. Loved one, as I said before, you are unique. That means there are things God wants you to do for him that he isn't calling anyone else on earth to do. So my prayer for you, Father God, I thank you for loving the listeners and accepting them just the way they are. It's their heart's desire to know you. Help them to live the life you've called them to be and be faithful to you always. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, this part of the message, Jesus still lives and heals today. And he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. So this is the part of we're going to be praying for the sickness, the healing message. From Matthew 11, 4, 5, Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the good news preached to them." Mark 7:37. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." We see in Hebrews 13:8, it says, "Jesus the Messiah is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Friends, if Jesus was ever the healer, he still is. The same Jesus who healed when he was on earth is the same Jesus who heals today. He is the Lord and he changes not. This scripture totally refutes the myth that healing passed away with the apostles or that healing is not for today. Jesus, the great physician, still heals today. He still lives and heals today. In John 14:12, this was the commission. "Because I believe in Jesus, I will do the works that he does. And I will do greater works than these. Jesus will do whatever I ask in his name." That's from John 14:12 and 13. And 2 Corinthians 1:20. "For all the promises of God in Jesus are yes, and in Jesus, amen." 1 Peter 2:24, "He himself bore our sins in his own body on the cross, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By his wounds you were healed." Your healing was completed 2,000 years ago. This scripture affirms Isaiah 53:4-5. It says, it states Jesus not only took care of our sins at Calvary, but also our sicknesses. The phrase, "by his wounds, stripes, you were healed," means he made provision for your healing. This verse simply implies that it's a done deal that was completed thousands of years ago. We do not have to beg God to heal us because his word clearly states he has already accomplished that. The Lord wants us to believe what he has said and simply take him at his word. "By his stripes, you were healed." 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, even as your soul is well." I'll repeat that. "Behold, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, even as your soul is well." Friends, this verse clearly states that the Lord desires that his people be in good health. The way your body to be healed and healthy is for your soul, that's your mind, will, and emotions, to be renewed by God's word. In other words, think God's thoughts. Search out what God is saying about healing and get into agreement with it. God's made a way for us to live a healthy, prosperous life. It says in Hebrews 4:12 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "Alive, the word of God is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective." It's powerful. The word of God is alive and powerful. So I pray, Holy Spirit, I pray if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. So lay your hand on that part of your body that needs healing or a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. And believe that you receive and you will have. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God. I bind and break the power of every spirit of infirmity. I rebuke you and I cast you out in Jesus Christ's name. And every form of disease, every cancer, you are cursed at the root. I command you to shrivel and die. I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I release your healing power. I command to be healed and made whole. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place where it needs, Lord. I release your healing power. I command health and healing into every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command those that are in torment or those that are stressed, I bind and break your power and I cast you out. Be healed and made whole. I release your healing power, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Nothing good is withheld. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it has been destroyed because you, our Lord, are the joy of the morning. Those who are listening, one, the yokes have been destroyed. The burdens have been lifted. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You, our Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you, Lord, that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. And friends, let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's words in the authority of Jesus' name. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have it. As I said earlier from Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is alive and full of power, making it active, operating, energizing and effective. Use God's word. It's powerful. The Bible says you shall recover, you shall get well. Not all healings are instant. I wish they were, but they're not. Some of them take seconds, minutes, hours, sometimes days. But the promise is you shall be healed, you shall get well. And act your faith. Try it. When you see if the pains are starting to subside and see if there's movement, you'll find that sometimes the pain will start to go. Look for the improvements. I mean, look for and test the area and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Use your authority as a believer and make sure you're living in right relationship with God and with each other. No holding on to any forgiveness or bitterness, arguing, just peace. Be at peace. Holding on to grudges and being vindictive, leave it alone. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Your words have power. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Very important. Leave that. Don't listen to it. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Amen. So my final prayer for you is it. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that in the desert of your days, Jesus is there and his loving kindness is better than life. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. And he will prepare a place for you because he is the living God, Elohim, the Almighty, the All-Knowing, and he is your God and there is no other. Shalom. Amen.
Oh,